That was lovely, Dave.
Oh, well.
Thank you very much.
You've got to say Merry Christmas to everyone, haven't you?
Sure. Are you going to Manchester at the weekend or what?
I'm going now, actually. I'm getting out into the Ark Royal, and I'm going to drive up the motorway, because I've checked on it. There's no fog up the M1, supposedly. Cool. Have you seen our decorations in here? We've got five wilting daffodils in here.
Well, that's five more daffodils and five more decorations than we've got.
I'll tell you what, sweetness, as it's Christmas, I will come across personally and give you five golden daffodils.
Thank you very much.
Splendid.
And listen, wish your mum and dad a happy Christmas from me also.
I certainly will. They're probably listening now.
All right.
Have a good one, John.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers, mate.
Bye now.
Radio 1 presents Johnny Walker. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And many thanks to DLT for the last 2 hours on Radio 1. Good afternoon, it's 1 o'clock, the Johnny Walker Show is underway, and a warm welcome to Christmas Eve edition thereof. There's some bubbly stuff next door with our engineers, you see. They're consuming with great fervour, like they've never seen champagne before. And I'm at least full of bubbly stuff up until about me Adam's apple, I reckon. So if there's a Kleut Schler, then you know what it's about, right? Right, it's 1.5 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is the Johnny Walker Show. I've been keeping a slight secret from you for a little while, and it's something about this, I think.
I've no wish to hurry you, love, but have you seen the time? It's 9:45 and we're supposed to be there at 9. I don't think the registrar will be very pleased when we show up an hour late like 2 frozen peas. Both now facing for the first time, presently and past, something that begins with them and ends in a lass. More than a complete disaster, even from the start, what could it be? It's matrimony. I've walked down the aisle, but think of the money we'll save and you'll see it's worthwhile. It won't please our mums and dads, but they don't even know. Besides, if they did, what's the bet? They wouldn't even go. You and me are all that matters, disregard the rest. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That's matrimony. Oh, I'm truly grateful for the little things in life that have made me so glad. Every other hour that I spend with you is not in the least bit sad. Quite the opposite, in fact, and if you don't believe me, here's the proof. Ask me if I, and I'll say I do. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That matrimony. Marriage. Joining together two people.
In holy matrimony. For better or it's gonna be for worse, mister. That's Gilbert O'Sullivan and a song called Matrimony.
You're nervous, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm a bit Oliver'd. I was in... I've got to own up. I've been busting to tell you since we decided at the beginning of November that we will get married today. Frances and I at 10:30 at Hampstead Register Office, and it was just her, myself, best man Teddy Warwick, and a friend of Frances's, the four of us. So we went off, like, there's an old pensioner who writes to me quite often called Bertha Carey, and she said, I bet when you get married you'll do it all quiet. And you did right, Bertha, we did. So I'd just like to say to my parents, I've got married, Mum. Have you got a new daughter-in-law up there? And also to Francis's parents, who I know are listening in, we sent them a telegram because they're not on the phone. We said, listening, because we've got a crimble message for you. But I doubt whether they've been prepared for this. So Mr. and Mrs. Coombe down in Sandwich, you've got a new son-in-law.